Chapter 5, in which Minty is part of the family. Thorn has one possession. He has many things he regards as his possessions, but most of them are in the hands of Smaug, or are, in fact, his relatives. He carries more things on his back, but they are stolen. The car, however, is his. He purchased it as a young man, still living on the mountain. Thorn worked jobs wherever he could. In Tindrum, mostly, but venturing farther afield when he found the opportunity. He tried his hand at mining, and while the work left him satisfied, there was never enough to last. His father scoffed at the idea of a car. The family had never had one. Never needed one. The trains and coaches ran through Tindrum, and Thrain was an old-fashioned man. He saw no reason to leave the mountain. Thorin saved, 1 pound at a time. He read about the world beyond Bainhurn, and he and Dwalin made plans to travel when they were older. They would see the world. Thrain passed suddenly when Thorin was 20, and his world changed. He was the owner of the land now, the king of his little mountain, and he despised it. Tied to the land, Thorin dreamed of freedom and piled 1 pound on another, slow and steady. He found the evidence of gold that summer, as the first shoots of grass were springing up on his father's grave, away up on the mountain, and Thorin saw the world open up before him. He could sell the land, or the rights to it, and be free. He filed the paperwork, and waited, and grew up. When he was 23, Thorin counted his savings, and found that he had enough. He went to buy a piece of freedom, and came home with a mint-green Ford Escort. Dwalin laughed himself sick, and Thorin punched him in the face, and they were still friends. Thorin lavished a care on the little car that only his mother had ever seen in him before, and Dis and Frerin forced him to take them to nearby towns just for the novelty of the experience. He could work where he liked, unconstrained by the train lines, and Thorin grew his hair long and free and let it fly about his head when he put the windows down. On the day of burning, when he lost his home and his brother and his hope in a cloud of thick smoke, he would not have escaped without the car. Most of the others ran. It was the only sensible thing to do. But Thorin was not a sensible man, and he threw himself at Smaug and Elrond in fury, and had to be dragged away. Dwalin hauled him away, bodily, still screaming abuse, and Elrond's men came after them in a rush. Dis drove like a woman possessed, tears streaming silently down her face, while Thorin roared and raged uselessly in the back of the little car. It is the one thing he has left from before the burning, and Thorin clings to it furiously. At first, it was their lifeline, keeping Thorin one step ahead of the police that Smaug had sent after them, keeping Dis from the streets when the nights got cold. But Dis found Campbell fast, though Thorin thought him a waste of oxygen, and Dwalin took to a motorbike, and Thorin and his car moved alone, trying to find the crack in Smaug's armor that would let them bring him down. It was a long and fruitless quest. When Dis died, Thorin found himself the unprepared father figure to two energetic little boys, and he fell apart for a while. It took a sharp shock of loss to wake him up again, and then he loaded them into the back of the mint-green car and set off to find them a future. Feely loved the car. Really, really loved it. He made himself a little nest in the corner of his seat, creating spaces for all his precious little items until his nest bristled on all sides, and he was the only one who could approach it safely. Keely hated it, and would sulk and pout when Thorin made them get in. For Feely, it was a sanctuary. For Keely, it was little better than a prison, and one which was usually taking him away from the rest of the family. But it was the one constant in their lives, and even Keely never dared do more than scowl at the little vehicle. Feely named it Minty. To Thorin's everlasting horror, the name stuck. As youngsters, the lads were prone to mischief, and Thorin, who had been a fairly serious child, had no idea what to do to curb their wild impulses. He occasionally grew so tired and worn down that he would send them away to another relative for a few days, although that usually ended in disaster. Mostly, though, he made them wash the car. When Feely stole books on computer languages from the local library, Thorne set him to wash Minty. When Keeley talked Dory into taking them to London for the day, and then they vanished into the crowd, Thorne made him wash Minty. When they accidentally set fire to one another, scorching off half their hair and frightening Balin into a near heart attack, Thorne ensured that they were uninjured, and then made them wash Minty. 5 times in a row. When they hacked into a secure database to find that their father had moved to Manchester and was now married to a woman 10 years younger than their mother would have been, and then Keeley talked a youth gang into defacing the man's property, Thorne just shook his head and hugged them wordlessly. And Dwalin took them for ice cream. They wander from him when they get older, finding their freedom in the invisibility of youth, and Thorne keeps his car. She's growing old now, rust appearing in spots, and he's had to become something of an amateur mechanic to keep up with the maintenance. He doesn't dare take Minty into a shop to be serviced, for fear that they will be recognized, or that the car will. The color that had been almost unfashionable when he had purchased Minty is unseen now, and they stand out more than he would like. He changes the plates whenever possible. The car had been his last link to his life before the burning, to the life where he was consciously law-abiding, filling in every form with great care and keeping his licenses up to date. It becomes his last link to the innocent days of Feely and Keeley's childhood, and, eventually, the last reminder of the years of exile. Minty takes him home again, back to the home he had once longed to leave, and there she passes away. He tries not to be dramatic about the loss. Dwalin tells him it was a stupid color anyway, and Thorne punches him in the arm, and they are still friends. Feely goes through the back seat, removing the little treasures he had forgotten for years, and pats the bonnet fondly in farewell. Keeley says it's a relief to be rid of the thing, but his fingers linger on the window, and Thorne can see the little boy who is so angered by being forced to leave his family behind. Bilbo says nothing, but there is confusion on his face. Thorne can't explain what the battered little car has meant to them, because Bilbo was not there. Someone comes to tow Minty away. It has been 25 years since Thorne purchased the car, and it has been home and sanctuary and freedom. It is tiny and broken and mint green. Thorne weeps when it goes.